You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, your host, your buddy, your pal, your friend in all things sports and or clever wordplay. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number is the same whether you're calling or texting, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to be talking about the football and the Olympics and all the things happening this past weekend, as well as, you know, just getting ready for a week of fun. It's going to be fun, folks, and I'm glad you're here with me. Dominic is up in Madison. I am here in Radio Park in Racine. Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Another hour in the books. Let's keep it going.
Your energy is so of the youth and 20-something like that. Just, I will learn to, you know, just, you know, all you 20-year-olds. I
got to tone it down.
Yeah. There you go. No, I'm kidding. No, keep it up. I want that energy alive and well in this world because Lord knows we need it. Someone who does not need a reminder on energy and all the things good and positive is our next guest. She is the host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show here on Civic Media. It is the one, the only Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Good morning, friend. How are you?
Good morning. I'm bringing the vibe from the concert last night during the football game. That was so good, Greg. I was like, I only have one foot to stand on right now, and I was dancing with my crutches. It was amazing.
I agree. Turning Points USA really knocked it out of the park when it came to what they decided to put on their live stream show. Not even on the air. It was like, you have to go to this website, and then you have to tell a troll the real three out of the bridge, and then you get to see Kid Rock and Jolts. But yeah, we'll talk more about that in a little bit. And just a fun thing I've been tracking so far on just on the internet. So we'll talk more about Bad Bunny in a little while. But right now, you're here with us today. I sent you an article.
Mm-hmm. I did my homework.
I'm glad. Thank you very much. It's in the Wisconsin Examiner. Nada Hassanin has the byline, and it says breast cancers. And this is kind of like a big thing. This is a big discovery in the world of science, Dr. Lyerly. And I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know if the folks are ready for this mind-blowing, groundbreaking point of science here. Like, Jonas Salk, take a back seat there. Marie Curie, you're fine. Breast cancer survival rates higher in Medicaid expansion state, study says.
Yeah. So, in other words, if you have access to health care, you're more likely to have better outcomes.
Yep. Yeah, that's
we've got to say these things, though, because I think people, the political messaging disconnects us from the individual reality.
Yes.
So we have to say, if you don't get health care, you're not going to be able to get your breast cancer screening. And if you don't get your breast cancer screening, you're much more likely to be diagnosed with a breast cancer at a later stage, which is harder to treat. And so your outcome is more likely to be bad. And it's more likely to happen to Hispanic women, Black women, non-white women who are at a particular disadvantage in the situation.
Where it stands right now, if you have access to healthcare, if you are lucky enough, whether it's through the ACA or through a private insurer, what is the timeline for anyone? Like, I always say anyone because I know that primarily this affects women, but men can get breast cancer as well. I don't know how that, I think if whether it runs in the family, that type of thing, how you get your screenings if you are a male. But point is, for women, we'll focus on women right now. For women, what is it? Is it every year, every other year, based on their history? If you have access, if you have healthcare right now with no problem, what are you doing when you're getting your mammograms?
The easiest answer to that question is if you are 40, you need preventive care. So go to your doctor and they will listen to you. They will look at your risk factors and they will make recommendations. In general, women need breast cancer screening every year starting at age 40. That is the recommendation from my college, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. There are some other recommendations floating around out there that can make it kind of confusing, which is why if you do have access to healthcare and you have a relationship with your healthcare provider, which is so, so important. Mm-hmm. Preventive care is free because of Obamacare. Yes. The ACA made preventive care free, so you don't have to pay for it. Make your appointment, go in, talk to your doctor, figure out what your risk factors are, and that will guide how you do your screening. It's the same thing for men. If yes. you are, I mean, some men are at risk for breast cancer. Some men do carry that gene and they also need screening, and their screening might be different depending on their body composition and what their situation is. So the most important thing is access to healthcare and having a relationship with your primary care doctor who can help you figure out what your personal risk factors are.
And I think something you said that, you know, I don't hate to say it. I just feel like we should all know this anyways, but when I watch Jimmy Kimmel do a bit about it, I realize that in 2025, 2026, people who are just good-hearted folks still don't know. Obamacare is the ACA. The mm-hmm. ACA is Obamacare. One mm-hmm. is not different from the other. They're the same, and they do the same thing. And as you said, as of right now, preventative care is covered. And that, you know, from a personal
standpoint. We fought for that.
We had to fight. Like, that is, to me, like, there's a lot of things still about the ACA that make me angry, and not even its design, but the fact that the simple things like preventative care had to be fought for. The mm-hmm. simple idea that, you know, go in and get your physical, get your mammogram, get these things that can help you. Because when you can pull away the personal, you can pull away the medical, but when you look at it from a economic standpoint, all of this helps. People who are healthy can work. People who can work can contribute. People who work can pay taxes. Those things make a difference. And on top of that, you look at countries that do have universal health care. There's a morale in their country that is part of why they love living where they live, because they see us. And if you've ever seen an interview with someone from Europe or Canada or anywhere else that has it, and they're like, I can't believe that Americans go bankrupt or choose not to get care because they can't. It's infuriating. But when you see something simple like this, breast cancer survival rates higher in Medicaid expansion states, study finds, it just seems like, why is there anyone saying we should try to get rid of this?
Yeah, politics.
Yeah.
It really is just politics. But when you boil it down to your individual health care, people want healthcare. We know people want healthcare, mm-hmm. and we know people want to be able to make their own healthcare decisions. Yes. But when all of that political interference gets involved and we start talking like we're the Bears and the Packers and we're mm-hmm. angry with each other, that ruins our access. And I see it. I see it in the exam room. When people come to see me, I don't say I only see Democrats or I only see Republicans. I see whoever walks through my door. And the stories that people tell about their lack of access because of politicians interfering with healthcare mm-hmm. from Democrats, Republicans, independents, people who aren't paying attention, it doesn't matter. When you're in the exam room, all you want is personalized healthcare. You want to get what you need and what you deserve.
And something to, and if you're just joining us here on Civic Media Mid-Morning, we're talking to Dr. Kristen Lierley, the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, who's been many things to many people, done so many things around the world, and we'll talk more about that in a little while. But, you know, I was going to bring this up with Sam Liebert from All Voting is Local, because this completely connects. Mm-hmm. When you are working to intimidate, to, suppress, restrict voting, when mm-hmm. you're looking to restrict, intimidate people from, or getting people from accessing healthcare, this doesn't affect Democrats. It doesn't affect liberals, leftists. It doesn't affect anyone. It affects everybody. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that these laws, these things that people seek to do that restrict basic, what I believe are basic human rights, access to healthcare, access to voting, when you restrict these things, they also put a damper on the folks who support them too. Like, people who voted for Donald Trump, these voting laws will affect them too. Mm-hmm. These, if they try to get rid of the ACA, people who voted for Donald Trump, this will affect them too. So this is not a right left thing. This is all of us in together understanding the information as we see. It's why we have to still say to this day, ACA is Obama. Obama is ACA. Do not confuse the two, and do not let people speak down to you and say incorrect information about this, because when they get you on their side, they take it away, and then you don't have it, and you're left there going, wait a minute, where's
my
health care?
I wanted.
I can't afford. Why can't I afford my health care anymore?
But that's what they want to do. They want to disempower you. Mm-hmm. They want you to feel like your voice doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it works. The fear, yes. the intimidation, it works. But what I want people to know is your voice absolutely matters. And it matters, yeah, absolutely on the presidential level, but it matters in your school board races and your city council races. These are the things that are coming up for us here in Wisconsin on the horizon. We've got a really important primary coming up. And in April, we've got a Supreme Court election, mm-hmm. lots of local races. Those are the things that really affect your roads, your bridges, your school, yes. the things that are very close to home. And those are the things that we often don't know who to vote for. You get stuck in the voting booth looking at those names and there's no R or D next to them because they're nonpartisan. Nope. And then you're just confused. So this is a great time to order your mail-in ballot. If you like to do that, I do, because that way I know I can't get too busy and accidentally not vote. And then you can sit down with the computer and research these people and look at the things that they say and do and look at their values and look at what they stand for. And then you can make a real informed decision. That's my advice. Mm-hmm. I think more than ever, we really have to think about the infrastructure of our local communities and how that trickles up all the way to federal seats and, you know, Senate and the presidency at large.
And how decisions from the federal government and how decisions from the state house, whether it's cutting shared revenue, moving shared revenue, cutting programs, grants, how those affect us. There was a bill trying to go through that would force sheriffs to work with ICE. Mm-hmm. And if they chose not to, the punishment was a 15% cut to your shared revenue. And Dr. Lively, you know this as well as I do. When a community is looking at a 15% cut in shared revenue, which is a lot. I mean, when you look at it from a per capita basis, that's a lot of money to any municipality.
Already been strangled of their shared revenue over the years. So it's not like there's tons of money there for local communities.
And when they're done cutting programs that help the community, as Sam said, cutting money to the clerk's office that helps with the voting, then they start cutting fire and they start cutting police. And people are going, wait a minute, whoa, what happened here? Well, we voted for things, or we didn't vote at all because we thought, well, that's the federal. I don't care about the Congress. You got to care about your local level because they affect both of them. And going to myvote.wi.gov, finding out who is on your ballot, where they stand on the issues, and essentially, are they applying for the job? Are they looking to get rehired? We have that power still, and what they will do in those seats of power will affect us all directly.
They sure will. And if you vote by mail, you have to sign up every single year in Wisconsin. It doesn't last forever. So every year you have to sign up for the full year of ballot. So do that and check your registration. Make sure that you're registered to vote.
Yes, absolutely. 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 I could talk about the basics on voting for 15 hours because I just think it's so very, very important. And when I talk about voting, I feel so very lucky that we still have the ability to vote in this country. But that also takes vigilance and awareness to see what they're trying to do through their various bills, whether the SAVE Act or the MEGA Act or through voter ID laws. But we're not going to talk about that right now because we have to go pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Kristen Lively, host of the Dr. Kristen Lively Show here on Civic Media. We're going to be talking about Bad Bunny. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. And I guess we're going to be talking to someone who performed at a halftime show. We got a guest coming up in a moment who performed at a halftime show here on Civic Media Mid-Morning. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to us until 11. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, your host, your pal, your believer in all things being funky on this Monday morning. We are moving towards spring. I tell you, it's getting warmer, I promise you. And we are here with our guest, Dr. Kristen Lively, host of the Dr. Kristen Lively Show. It's available on Civic Media. It plays Saturdays and Sundays at noon, no?
Yes.
And yeah.
Did you see who my guest is this past week?
Yes, I did.
Freaking Winstead, co-founder of The Daily Show, she's hilarious.
Yes, she tells us
all about where she got the idea for The Daily Show, how she uses comedy as resistance, how she discovered Rachel Maddow. I mean, the whole thing, Minneapolis, abortion access. It's a brilliant show.
You can go to civicmedia.us/shows, look up the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and you can download episodes right now and listen to them whenever you would like. You can do that with a lot of programs here at civicmedia.us/shows. We are also available for podcasts if you want to find us where you get your podcasts. And you can go to YouTube and find our shows, the live stream shows, in their entirety as well. Go to Civic Media's YouTube page as well. Really quick, we were talking earlier about a healthcare access. We were talking about voting. We were talking about what local leaders do to affect the things that are in our communities regarding, we talked about shared revenue cuts and what happens to cuts in the community. And one of those cuts are police and fire services. And Alicia on the live stream says fire departments already do fundraisers just to operate. That is not something we should be doing in the richest country in the world, in a free country. We should be throwing money at these organizations to make sure they have the resources they need, to make sure they are trained, cared for, all those things. Can't call them heroes and then say, by the way, we're cutting your budget. So that's a conversation that's going to keep on happening. Keep on keeping on that one.
Yeah. Can I give a plug to the Random Lake Fire Department and EMTs who like literally saved my life? They have one employee and a huge group of volunteers. And without that, I would be dead right now. So this is how we run our emergency services that are there when we need them, when we all need them during the most difficult times in our lives. I think we could do better.
Oh, we should be, yes. I'll just leave it at that. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, last night was the Super Bowl. Don, come on back. Come on back for this.
All right. I will.
Don't backtalk me. I'm old enough to be your old uncle. Don't you talk to me like that. No, Dom, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh yeah, you're old enough to be my kid. and not even what are you going to do? You're going to have a baby. It's like you're mid 20s. That's Wisconsin. You're old in Wisconsin when it comes to that. My goodness. But yesterday was the Bowl of Supers. Football was played. The Patriots of New England versus the Flying Hawks of Seattle. And I'm very happy. I like that Seattle won. It was their second Super Bowl in 12 years.
Their GM is from, he's a Packer. He's from De Pere.
Is it?
John Schneider.
Oh, okay. No,
just to draw your Wisconsin connection there.
Well, I saw a lot of comparison about what do the Patriots support? What do the Seahawks support? It's like, they're all billionaires. They're all better than us. They fly planes. They don't know me. But for me personally, this is just me. I was about the Bad Bunny halftime show. Now I will confess this. We are not a football house in my house. And so we did not watch the game. We watched the remake of The Running Man, which I would say was mid at best. But then I saw, his halftime show is starting, but I saw I missed the notification. When I turned it on, he was taking off his headset microphone. They're like, thank you for joining us on the halftime show. I'm like, man. So I was like, I'll wait until the morning. And so I pulled it up this morning and I watched it and I just wanted to see the views, because one of the things, Kristen, on the social media was all about, the Turning Points USA has this many and they got this many. And apparently like 145 million people watched Bad Bunny, but there was 12 million views this morning on YouTube for his. That was at 7:15 and it's nearly 10:30 and there are almost 19 million views since then. It is like phenomenally popular. It was so fun, Dr. Lierley.
It was joyful, and it was a celebration of Puerto Rican culture and family. There was a wedding in the middle, a real wedding, and a little kid sleeping on the chair, which is like a thing. He handed his Grammy to a young boy saying, it's you now, you're the future. All of the symbolism was so beautiful, and the music was joyful, and the people and the dancing. It was everything that I had hoped it would be.
Well, and that little boy was...
No.
Liam Ramos.
No, it was not.
It wasn't? Oh, yeah. Never mind. They said it was. Now they're saying it was. Okay, well, forget it.
That was a rumor, but it wasn't.
Okay, well, still, it was beautiful. And when we got to the halftime of the halftime and Lady Gaga started singing with that band doing those gorgeous harmonies with her, I was like goose pimply. Trying to hold back tears. I feel like the first half was just pure power, and then the second half was pure emotion, and there was pride throughout. But then I was thinking to myself, if you're watching this young man who is Puerto Rican, who is an American citizen, mm-hmm. celebrating his culture, celebrating his language, celebrating his art, his food, his people, all those things that connect to us, mm-hmm. and you feel threatened or upset by it, and you don't think that that's the best part of America's vision, that I don't know what to do about that. I don't know why that bothers you more than the Epstein files. I don't know why Bad Bunny at the halftime show, which, I mean, honestly, let's face it, Dr. Lively, none of that matters. The Super Bowl doesn't matter, football doesn't matter, none of that stuff matters in the long run. But if you can't look at that and see it as the best version of America, because at the end, he calls out every single country in the Americas.
That is America.
That is America.
North, Central, South America. We're the United States, but that is America.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Like,
this seems like a you problem, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It seems like an absolute you problem. But do you want to stick around for one more segment? I didn't even get your thoughts on Bad Bunny. I'm sorry. I talked a lot. I apologize.
I'd love to stick around for another segment.
All right. Dr. Lyre's going to be here. I'm going to shut up. I promise. I had a lot of thoughts, Trace. We're on Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Tell us what you thought of the Super Bowl Bad Bunny performance. Did you watch the Turning Points USA thing? Let me know that. I want to know. Let me know. Call 855-752-4842. 855-757. We're going to have some fun here. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, all three in one, here for you whenever you need me. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We got a great show for you tomorrow. We're going to talk to Jim Santel tomorrow for almost an hour. Lots going on in the world of law, so we want to talk to him about what's happening. He'll be here at 9:35 for pretty much the rest of that morning. And, it's going to be a great time. We're happy you're sharing time with us today. We decided to hold Dr. Lyerly here in the room, on the live stream, on the show, because I talked a lot last segment about Bad Bunny and the halftime show and realized that she had barely spoken. So first of all, I'm sorry. I am. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
No, we wanted to talk about something in particular. We didn't get to it.
Yeah. And so we were talking about the halftime show. We were talking about the fact that Bad Bunny, I think it was fantastic. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people thought it was fantastic. A lot of people who, quote, didn't hear a Bad Bunny thought it was terrible, but whatever. But you, Dr. Lyerly, have a unique perspective on the halftime show. And that is why.
This is not the first time that there was an alternative halftime show.
Really?
People may not be aware. I don't remember exactly what year it was. Maybe 92? Somewhere back in the day.
Yeah.
There was a Super Bowl in Minneapolis in the Metrodome. Yeah. And I was part of that Super Bowl halftime as a member of the University of Minnesota Marching Band, the Pride of Minnesota. And it is widely known as, it's called Winter Magic, where they highlighted
enough said.
The beauty of Minnesota winter. And they had like dancing snowmen and Dorothy Hamill skating on a snowflake. It was a whole thing. But it's widely known as not like maybe the worst halftime show in history. So at the same time, In Living Color counter-programmed a halftime show that drew more people than the actual real halftime show. Yeah. And that inspired a complete change in the way the NFL did halftime shows. And Michael Jackson was the guest the next year. So that is what happens when people actually are drawn to a counter halftime show. But that's not what happened this time. Not at all. Not even close.
Not at all. And before we get into that, really quick, Sue from Franklin was texting, said, I heard it was supposed to be Bad Bunny as a young boy. So he was talking to his younger self. She goes on to say, we were at a sports bar, quote unquote, sports bar in Muskego. And at halftime, they changed it. Most of the TVs to the Turning Point show. And we complained. The owner said he can't make everyone happy. Well, it looks like you made no one happy. And that and that he could only have one of the shows sound on. You can guess which one. Pretty sure the four of us were the only one in there that weren't happy, so we paid our bill and left. We were going to order dinner, but we chose to leave. That's what you can do with your dollars, folks.
That's right.
It's not. I don't call it a protest. I just call it a statement. We went home. We let home know why, and they lost our business. Oh, we let them know why, and they lost our business. I don't think he cared. We were there to watch the Super Bowl, including the halftime show. Leave the TVs on the actual show. I mean,
yep, that's the culture of where you are, and you've got to figure that out.
Yep. I mean, look, it's Muskego, Wisconsin. I've spent my fair share of time in Muskego, Wisconsin, and I understand why he did it, and I understand why he doesn't care. Whatever, it's fine. You know, I'm glad they made their voices heard. I'm glad they're going to make their dollars spent the way they want to be spent. But yeah, again, that goes back, Dr. Liar, what I said was, when one artist threatens your whatever, your beliefs so much, you're like, we have to put on a whole different show. We can't even bother. It's really sad.
Well, and when you live in a culture like Muskego, I mean, I'll even say like Green Bay, I grew up in Kaukauna, so this is not Madison or Milwaukee. You're used to the culture being a certain way.
Yeah.
And if you just continue to go with it, even though it's not what you're feeling and you don't think it's right and it's not headed in a positive direction for the future, if you just go with it, you're reinforcing it. Yeah. And you don't have to stomp your feet and yell at people just by walking out and saying, this is not the halftime show I would prefer. Like you said, that's making a statement. And it's those kind of subtle statements in our communities, in our small towns, in our schools, and in our city councils. It's those kinds of statements that start to pull the culture in a community building kind of way. So that does make a difference.
And Sue, I am noting your experience, thoughts on the matter. Sports bar in Muskego, Wisconsin. I am going to bet dollars to chicken wings that there are people in that room who also wanted to watch that Bad Bunny performance. And here's the saddest part of it all, is that they couldn't tell their friends. Right. That's the other thing too. Is like, I can sit there and be like, well, yeah, I didn't want to. The Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, that was fine. It's not going to get me exiled from my friend group or make them look at me differently. But there are people in that room who said, I'd like to check that out because I love the halftime show. I don't know. Like, and that was the other thing too, is like people would use, quote, I don't know Bad Bunny as their gauntlet. I don't know Bad. Well, then you can still watch the show. Did you know Kendrick Lamar? Because it's the same thing we heard last year. I don't know who Kendrick Lamar is.
Oh, last year was so much worse. When I was looking at the comments, like the TV stations posted about the halftime show and they asked people for their reaction. Last year when I was looking, the comments were very negative about the Kendrick Lamar show. This year, the comments overall have been very positive about the Bad Bunny show. I think we're seeing a shift in that culture. And frankly, I think people are tired of this divisiveness. People are tired of this fear and division and ugliness. You know, if you're going to engage on social media and offer a comment to something that's in opposition, and your comment is just culture war thing or something that's ugly, not something that's useful or constructive, we're done with that. That's not helpful. That doesn't build anything. It just continues to foster that kind of division. And I think we've reached that threshold.
And Dom, I want to get to you in a moment, but I must talk now. It's in my contract. this is a challenge I'm putting out. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm going to leave this portion as my handy tip from Greg for the end of the show, which you're more than welcome to be a part of, Dr. Lierley. Hang out with us all morning. Be here forever. But Dom, from your point of view, you are a young man. You are of the Gen Z generation. And I don't know who your friends and family are. What's the talk amongst you and your friend? Is it a matter of like I feel like of someone your age, you are in your early 20s, it's almost like a, why do you guys care so much? Like, it's Bad Bunny. Like, my parents, of course my parents don't know Bad Bunny. They're my parents. You know what I mean? Like, what do you hear? You're much younger than us, and I'd love to hear the chatter.
I have, you know, there's some friends of mine who I don't talk to as much. Back at home, I'm originally from Illinois. They are, you know, they turned on the halftime show and, you know, they watched both. They watched, you know, the Turning Point USA halftime show and the Bad Bunny halftime show. And, you know, I heard a lot of mixed, like, yeah, this one's better than the other. And I think it's just, you know, and I'm bringing up my girlfriend again, sorry. She really liked the Bad Bunny show. She really thought it was good. And we all thought it was good. And it wasn't about, you know, it wasn't about not understanding what Bad Bunny was necessarily saying. It was about the impact of what he was doing, you know, and it was a great, great show overall. And that's what I have to say about that. And some of my friends disagree, but that's not, you know, that's not who I am. And I thought I really liked the Bad Bunny show. So
it's also okay that they disagree.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine. I get it. Like, if you want to watch a rock show at the halftime show, I get that. Like, I totally understand that. You want, like, a lot of people are like, bring George Strait on. Like, fine. I get if you want to see country, like, there's nothing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with the NFL saying, all right, the last 2 years have been more hip hop centric. Next year, it's going to be a little more rock. Mm-hmm. And I think we should be like, all right, cool. Instead of weaponizing just the choice, whether that may be to say, get angry about it. And, you know, I don't know. To me, it just seems like, again, it's a halftime show. It's good. It's fun. It's great when it's celebrated. But the people making such a huge deal out of it, I don't understand it. I think it was amazing and really, really fun. But it was that. It was fun. It was fun.
I think it's a real reflection of how our culture is so steeped in politics right now, but we don't really see it that way. You know, we're talking about culture war things like Bad Bunny versus Kid Rock, or transgender rights. What is a woman? You know, these issues that we know divide us, but we're not talking about who's running for school board in Muskego. Mm-hmm. But that is actually what matters. And it's all kind of rooted in that.
I will say this. We are not ensconced in politics. We are ensconced in culture war because the politics are getting away from us. The politics are way back in the rearview mirror because the politics are things like the MEGA Act, the SAVE Act, things like access to healthcare, things like access to abortion. Those are the politics, the political matters that we should keep our eyes on, the elections that are coming up. It's the culture war because it's bite-sized, it's easy, it's rage bait. It's all those things that allow our leaders of both parties to... It allows us to get distracted by that while they go off and do their thing. And whether it's enriching themselves through stock trades, whether it's taking away services, all of those things, we need to be more of a political culture and less of a culture war culture, because culture war doesn't do anything. It doesn't, like, I heard something on one of those god awful Jubilee videos where the person said, we may not be popular, but we're winning on the culture war. But what does that win you? Like, what is your prize when you win the culture war? That's what I want to know. And that's the distraction, really, when it comes down to it, is throwing fire onto this idea of the culture war versus our politicians of all levels getting away with things when we're not paying attention.
Inevitably, when I post something about women's health, somebody will post a comment that says, "What is a woman?" And it is just such a distraction, because I'm really trying to talk about what you can do to be healthier, how we can take better care of ourselves. And to throw that in there is just, it's divisive. It's ridiculous. But they also know that it pulls their base, and it strengthens that core. And until we as a population recognize that we have to ignore those squirrels that jump into the room, we are going to continue to go down this pathway of fear and divisiveness.
And again, I'll make the point I made earlier with you, Dr. Lyerly, whether we're talking about voting, healthcare access, education, the policies that are put forth by the leaders in power, whether it's at the federal, state, or local, regardless of who you voted for, they will affect you. And they might affect you negatively, they might affect you positively, but know that just because you love this person, they're star-spangling awesome, and everything they do you think is without fail, and they are infallible, like the Pope himself, they will pass something which will possibly take something away from you, like healthcare access, like abortion access, like hospitals, like funding for your kid's school. I mean, and that's the thing I always try to remember for people is, like, we're all in this together, and together, can't we all just say Bad Bunny is a fantastic performer? Come on, man. That's what I say.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I've been listening to his music all week, and it is it's so good.
He's also a good celebrity too. Like, he's funny, he's fun, he's kind, he's self-effacing, he's not macho, he's not trying to uphold like a manly thing. He's very against that, if anything. And I just feel like, you know, speaking to the men out there, young men, like, Those are the people we should be surrounding ourselves with. People say it's okay to be who you are, whomever that is. That's right. Fine.
He loves his culture. Good. He loves the history. Bravo.
You're going to stick around for the end? Why not?
It's only 2 minutes.
All right, cool. When we come back, a handy tip from Dr. Lyerly and Greg in key with what we've just been talking about right now. Don't go anywhere. Really, really happy you're here today. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. It's Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, your host, your buddy, your pal, your believer in all things you, because you are amazing. You're amazing for sharing your time with us this morning. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can always call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Like I said, tomorrow, Jim Santel is the guest of the show. Can't wait to talk to him. Always discussing what's going on in the world of law. He is the host of Amicus, a law review available right here on Civic Media. Don't miss that on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. But now we are talking to, she's been here the whole time. It's not that we can't get rid of her. It's that I don't want to get rid of her. It's Dr. Kristen Lyerly, the host of the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show, available here on Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon. Dr. Lyerly, you had Liz Winstead on last week, comedic genius, pillar of the legendary world of comedy, co-creator of The Daily Show. Who do you have this week as your guest?
Totally different show this week.
All
Chris
right.
Taylor. Chris Taylor, candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's going to be so different, but it's such an interesting show because she's running in a nonpartisan seat,
yes,
but she also served as a Democrat in the Assembly. Mm-hmm. So how do you bridge that? You know, for people who are suspicious about politics and this isn't supposed to be political at all, yeah, I think a lot of people have questions about how do you look at this from a non-political lens? So she helps us understand that, and she is just a beautiful, brilliant person. So please tune in. Please hear what she has to say. I think she is going to serve us, the people of Wisconsin, incredibly well in this role.
We had her on the show, I think it was last week. I don't know. Time is a construct now. It's all illusions. we had her on, and I talked to her about that very thing of in a nonpartisan race that is, and it's not even like a mayor's race or a city councilor's race. This is a judge's race. How do you bring your personal values to the table and tell people to vote for me while not, I don't want to say violating anything, but making it seem far too political? Because we've seen these judges races get very political. And I think it's a fine line to walk when you want to say, I'm the best person for the job. Here's my experience, and here's what I believe, yet I'm still going to bring a balanced mind to this position.
So. Well, the last two races became incredibly political. I mean, remember the race between Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford, mm-hmm. where Elon Musk came to Green Bay and put the cheese head on, and that was the end of Elon Musk? Over $100 million were spent in that campaign. It was the most expensive judicial campaign in the United States. So in history.
Yes.
So when you are in that context, how do we move forward in a way that's constructive for the people? She has the answer, and you can hear it on Saturday and Sunday on the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
It's your yearly reminder that Wisconsin said no to the world's richest man.
Mm-hmm.
And I fully believe that folks who said no to him and voted for Susan Crawford aren't dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, leftist liberals. I think it's people who are like, nope, this isn't right. And I think that's what happens when people come together. We do what's right for each other and for our community. So
totally
Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much for being here. The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show is on every Saturday and Sunday noon here at Civic Media. It is now time for a handy tip from Greg. I think we have do we have some sort of music? Something, play anything, just right now.
There we go.
There you go, all right.
Hey, all right.
All right, take that away. My handy tip from Greg, and I'm gonna bring Dr. Lyerly on this. I'm not gonna speak on behalf of her, I would never do that, but I think in concert with what we are talking about, this is my handy tip to you, and it's also to me as well, because I struggle with this. You're on social media, whether you're on the Twitters, the TikToks, the whatever it is, and you see comments that seem divisive and seem like a mini firebomb lobbed in the middle of a discussion, do not respond. And I'll tell you why. One, I believe a lot of these comments, when you see something, as you said, like, what is a woman? I think those are bots.
Yes.
I think those are
we
bots.
We know that many of those are bots.
And so...
They're not real people.
They're not real people. These are, if you ever see, it's terrifying to see a cell phone bot farm. It is a horrific vision. But the thing is these folks who say things like that do not care about the topic. They do not care about the people. They have no opinion on the matter, I believe. They want engagement because the engagement allows them to monetize themselves as a brand, and they make money off what we give them. If you give them nothing, now granted, you are one person, but if more than one person does it, that's more and more. So all I'm going to say, and I know it seems very simple, but it's difficult. When you see a divisive statement from someone you don't know, leave it alone. Let it sit. It's not going to reflect poorly on legislation, or it's not going to help. It is there to entice you, to enrage you. And when they get you, that's their victory. And they can use that for further actions. So my tip to you is to simply ignore it. Or as John from Oshkosh says, report, block, move on.
Yes. I used to feel back in the day when social media was actually monitored and cultivated that it wasn't a great idea to report, block, and move on. But now you have to, because nobody else is doing it for you. So you just got to get rid of these bots, get rid of the ugliness, you know, try to keep things positive on your page and encourage community building kind of conversations, not going down ugly rabbit holes.
And I'll make another challenge. If you see someone you know saying something that's rather incendiary, reach out to them privately. Like, hey, man, can we talk about this? I'd love to discuss this with you. You know, find out your viewpoints and why you're saying these things. That's a lot of work. I know I'm asking you to do a lot, but at the very least, I'm saying do not engage with these accounts that you don't know saying these things, because they will weaponize your attention to their value, usually for their pocket value. So that, my friends, is a handy tip from Greg.
Dum-ba-da-dum.
There it is. That's the music right
music.
There. folks, Dom, get back up here. I want to say thank you to Dom, to Tucker, to Traffic, to Engineering, to Dr. Lyerly, to Sam Liebert. Thank you so much. Without you all being here, this show is either doesn't work or it's not fun. So thank you to all of you for being here. Everyone who texted, called, everyone who put a comment on the live stream, without you, there's no us. I do not take that point lightly, and I never take you for granted. I appreciate you sharing time. Tomorrow, we're talking to Jim Santel here on the show. More programming coming out throughout the day here on Civic Media. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, stay informed, stay close. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.